Search and rescue teams from around the world are arriving in Lebanon to help in the race to find survivors trapped under the rubble of buildings in Beirut after a massive explosion at the city's port. Lebanon's government has declared a state of emergency. At least 135 people are dead and 300,000 people have lost their homes. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
After 10 hours underground, some of it hooked to an oxygen tank, Issam Atta is carried alive from the rubble of his apartment building. Rescue teams are still looking for people trapped by the blast, although now they're mainly recovering bodies. Three hospitals were badly damaged and others are still struggling to cope with the number of wounded. There is damage all over the five floors, says Dr. Kamal Haddad at St. George's Hospital near the port. Since last night, we've been evacuating patients to a field downstairs and we're giving them primary care. Residents like 74-year-old Adele Mazadjian, who lives 500 metres from the port, are trying to clean up their shattered homes.
This is something terrible. We never hear of it, or we don't never see such a thing in our whole life. It's really something horrible. And they say so many people died. We don't have electricity, we don't have water. I don't know what will happen. We have nothing. We are really cut out of the world. We know nothing what's happening. And nobody is coming and asking, are you okay?
Some people, like Lebanese-Australian aid worker Samar Hadid, have been forced to leave their homes because they're so badly damaged.
It just felt like an earthquake and an explosion and a bomb blast all in one. I absolutely panicked when I heard the boom and blast of the explosion. It was just terrifying and like nothing I've experienced before.
Lebanon was already in a financial and economic meltdown following a currency crash and months of civil unrest. Samar Hadid says the explosion has pushed many Lebanese into despair.
People in the streets are saying that they're tired. They're tired of this level of suffering and they need desperate relief from the government, from international community. They can't deal with any more suffering of this kind.
Lebanon's cabinet declared a state of emergency in Beirut for 2 weeks, while President Michel Aoun promised a swift inquiry into the cause of the blast. We are determined to investigate and reveal what happened as soon as possible, he says, to hand out punishment to those responsible. Port officials have been put under house arrest, but many Lebanese are blaming their political leaders instead. It's already clear that government inaction and negligence are the reason nearly 3,000 tonnes of ammonium nitrate, a highly dangerous compound, were left on Beirut's docks for 6 years. Now, Lebanon's government must rebuild its capital and its people's trust. Both seem impossible at the moment. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.